I would like to welcome you kindly to Sulejo, a town with a fascinating history. You're now in front of the castle, which is now the seat of the local culture center. Before, this building often changed owners. The first mentions of the castle date back to the early 14th century, and to be more precise, to 1319. The town itself is a few hundred years older, and it was part of the state ruled by Mieszko I of Poland, before it was taken over by the Głogów Dukes. The rich history of Sulejo reflects the fate of this region, which is also manifested in the architecture of the castle. It combines elements from various centuries, Gothic meets Baroque, and even modernism. I suggest that we go for a walk around the castle, starting from the Wielka Polska Alley, which is right behind your back. As we walk, I will tell you a few words about the history of this place. Initially, the main function of the castle was defense. It was separated from the town with town walls, a moat, and ramparts. The oldest remnant of the Sulejo fortress, visible from the outside, is the Gothic tower. We will see it once we pass the church. We will also find remnants of the 14th century building in the basement. At the end of the 15th century, the castle became the residence of the Hohenzollern dynasty, the rulers of Brandenburg. The first elector to live here was Joachim I. Since then, the building was known as the Electoral Castle. The next owners ripped the castle of its characteristic defense features. Major changes were introduced under the rules of Duchess Elizabeth of Saxony, who refurbished the castle completely at the turn of the 16th and 17th century. However, there are no documents left to specify what works were performed at that time. Judging by the engravings, we can guess that the dome of the tower was renovated in Renaissance style. The current appearance of the castle is the outcome of numerous renovations and refurbishments completed in the 18th and 19th century. After the tumult of the wars, some of the medieval walls were pulled down, and the most characteristic element of the whole complex is now the tower. As we walk, please note the contemporary modernistic passage adjacent to the castle on the western wall. It was built in 1985 to connect the castle to the former Calvinist church building, also known as the Castle Church. Today, after the renovation, the church has beige walls and burgundy pilasters. Nowadays, it houses an events hall. This part of the complex reminds us of an important event in the history of Sulejo, which was the foundation of the Calvinist Protestant religious community in the late 17th century. Initially, the Protestant community was a small one. That's why its members were allowed to use some rooms in the castle. In the 18th century, it grew enough to require a separate meeting place and prayer room. This is when the church was built. As I mentioned before, the congregation and the castle were joined only in the 1980s. Before, they were two separate institutions. The castle had certain official functions over the centuries. In the 18th century, it housed the Royal Domain and Justice Office, as well as Country Governor's Office. In the interwar period, it housed the County Financial Office, and later on, it was turned into residential premises. Since the 1970s, the castle has been the seat of the Frederick Chopin Culture Center, as you already know. The previous tenants were removed and it was decided that the castle would regain its former glory. Thanks to the EU funds, the castle complex and the church were renovated and restored in the 21st century. Once you reach the front of the church, on your left you will see the Gothic tower and the remnants of the old walls. I would also like to note that behind the castle there is a park, which will be perfect for a short stroll. I would strongly encourage you to take your time and see it. I also have something for the amateurs of automotive events, the Rally of Vintage Vehicles and Motorbikes in May. I would kindly like to invite you to explore all the events organized in Sulejo. And now it's time for me to say goodbye. Have a nice day.